Let's quickly go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators TV analyst Terry Crisp. Crispy, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, we're all in the same boat, and we're still a little frustrated, the same as you guys are, looking for answers, and we sit and talk after the games when they're over, and Mace and Skilzy and myself and Pete Weber and whatnot, and we're shaking our heads like you are, thinking, okay, what do we have to do? What has to be done here? And we all keep listening to the interviews with the players and the coaches, and they're all saying the right things and what they need to be done, and it just, for some reason, is not happening. And I guess the biggest thing we point out right now is, first off, our starts, which are really bad.
Yeah.
Period and a half. And then you guys were talking about, I just caught the last thing, on the not finishing around the net. And the one area that you, that we talked yesterday with Coach Hines, he is really good talking with the broadcast bunch of us, and he was saying that, you know, this is the second effort league. And he said the second effort league means that one effort out there is not enough. And your first effort will get you over the blue line towards the net. The second effort will get you to the front of the net. And the third is where you pay the price, the greasy spot. You're going to get hit. You're going to get cross-checked. But whatever it is, to get there, to either put the puck in the net, tip the puck, or get a rebound. And right now, that is our biggest concern, is we are not, and I emphasize not, getting to the net in the greasy areas for the second and third effort.
Well, Crispy, I think you're exactly right. And I think part of this that's frustrating for fans is, you know, it's difficult to come up with what the answer is, especially when you bring up the starts. I mean, you brought it up there. This has been a consistent theme with the Predators so far, is the struggle that they've had out of the gate in the first periods. You know, as a former coach, as you look at it, when you have a problem that is consistently popping up in your game like that, and obviously you've addressed it, you've tried different things, how frustrating is that when the results don't look any different? And what are you seeing right now for the Predators when they start games? Why do you think it's been so slow out of the gate?
You know what? If I could figure that one out, to say that, but the one thing that I always maintain, both as a player and as a coach, when you start the game, if the coach starts you out there, excuse me, the one night he started Olivier in that bunch, and they hit everything in sight. Olivier decked about three guys. Arvey made two big hits, and they set the tone. Now, my message to my players is the second, third, and fourth line are going to go out right behind them. I'm rotating you guys. The four lines in this dressing room, you're going 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. And I better see 40, 45 seconds of the best game you're going to play in those 40 to 45 seconds. When we set the tone, it rubs off, and we go from there. We start off, and then the two lines or three lines that show you the best, then you get them. And they're the ones that are going to get the ice time for a while until somebody else takes their spot. But it has to be where everybody in that dressing room knows that if you don't, you're not going back on the ice. I'll run three lines. I'll run two and a half lines, whatever it takes to get going. And if I have two lines that are really buzzing right off the bat, get ready, boys. Tighten your skates, because you're going for a couple in a row.
So, Crispy, as a coach, how in this league, talking about, you know, a lot of guys in their 30s making a lot of money, professionals, they know what it takes. So in this league, how much impact can a coach have on effort, emotion, things like that? I mean, and to add on to that, you know, is it like were you a Newt Rockne speech guy? I mean, what did you do to get guys going?
I got to admit, I was a little volatile, and I had an edge to me. But I keep telling them, when you no longer hear from me, start to worry. When you hear silence, start to worry, because I no longer care. And that means you're on your way out. But if I'm on you, then I know you can do it. I'm with you. And if we make mistakes, that's fine. We'll live with our mistakes. But you give me the effort the next time out there. And the players will do that. But you know what? Coaches can't win a fight with a player. There's not a chance, and you know what, of a coach. The players that are making the big money in that, and you're into a situation where you need them, or you should need them, because if you're paying them the money, it should be producing for you. Now, that's sort of a weird phrase too, because so throwing money at a player doesn't make him a better player. He is what he is. Like, let's just say, for hypothetically, I got a player. He's my best player. And he scores 25 goals or 30 goals 1 year. And I'm paying him $3 million. Then next, I give him $6 million next year. He's not going to score 60 goals. He's going to score 25 or 30 goals. That's what he is. That's how good he is. Throwing money at a player doesn't make him a better player. It makes him richer, but it doesn't make him better. And sometimes coaches, and I know this is a bane of a lot of coaches, when you inherit some players that are like that, your hands are tied. It's tough. And it's up to that player himself, individually, to motivate himself. Now, I used to look around my dressing room, and I would find my two toughest and players that had edges to them, and I'd say, listen, you know, and I know, we need so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so playing to win. I've tried it. Why don't you guys take them out to lunch and have a little chat with them as to what it means to get this team going? And if you had the right leadership in that area, a lot of times it works.
Reds TV analyst Terry Crisp on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Crispy, it's interesting because, you know, one of the high-paid guys for the Predators has been Matt Duchene. And I thought, especially early in the season, he was generating so many chances. He was playing well, getting looks, and it just wasn't falling for him. Lately, he's not been generating anywhere near as much. What do you see right now from Duchene's game, and how frustrated do you think that he is and the team is at this point? How do you battle through that?
Matt is probably as frustrated as anybody. He's as frustrated as, or more so even, than the coaches or anything. And because every day he has to get up and face the press and face the fans and face that, why is he doing this? And we work, get him. And it's not easy. It's not tough. And if like I said, if that's as good as you are, then we have to live with that. But if it's not, then he has to live with it, or whoever that player is has to live with the fact that he's got to get it going. I don't care what it takes to get him going himself, go and have a talk with whoever or whatever, but get it going. But like I said, throwing money at you doesn't elevate your skill level. That's not going to work. You have to come from within who you are and what you are. And to me, I keep saying, and I've said it for years and years, you put a great big mirror in that dressing room as they're walking out of the dressing room door to go on the ice, and you tell every guy, you take a look in that mirror, and you look at that guy and say, what's he capable? What is he supposed to bring tonight? Is he a penalty killer? Is he the best power play guy we got? Is he the bruiser that's going to lay it out about 4, 5, or 6, 7 good hits out there? That's you you're talking to in the mirror. And when you hit the ice, that guy you're talking to, you better bring it with him.
Well, Crispy, you just said a great point. You know, you pay a player more, it's not like you're gonna, like, that's gonna just automatically show up in production. What about the other way? I mean, have you had situations where you pay a player and all of a sudden the player is not as motivated to produce?
You know what? I have, but I don't know. A lot of times, age works a fact that we don't realize they're getting because they're such good people, or injuries that they've had that are still bothering them or whatever. Sometimes you have to get to the bottom of that. And a lot of times it's maybe mental, like it's not physical. It's, they don't realize it, but if they've been crushed and they've had concussions and they've had bones broken, hey, it's in the back of your mind. You can't just go to sleep at night and say, I'm going to wash that out of my mind when I hit the ice. Those are factors that also you have to get to with a player, or somebody has to talk with them and figure, are you all right? Or the thing I used to worry about most about players was that they can't, is your family all right? Do you have anybody in your family that is ill or hurting or something you don't want to talk about? And we don't, unless they talk to you and you can talk these things out, you don't know. So maybe there's another facet besides just strapping on the skates and equipment and going out in the ice and play. Maybe there's, but if there is, you have to find the bottom of it and get it. And for their sake and for their family's sake and their children and their wife and whatever, for their sake, you have to try and help them find the solution.
Preds TV analyst Terry Crisp has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. Crispy, great stuff as always. Always love getting your perspective, and we'll see him back at it tomorrow against the Florida Panthers at home at Bridgestone.
Thanks, guys. And I just want to say to you all and the fans and I that, hey, listen, when the times are tough and whatnot, our fans are the ones that support us. They're probably our best weapon. So let's don't lose our best weapon.
Absolutely. Terry Criss, Predators TV analyst, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road.